The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yechiel Bieberfeld, Rosh Kollel in the Philadelphia Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Let us learn Bezer Hashem Mayit Katan Daf Chav Ches. The Gemara Mayit Katan Daf Chav Ches of Aleph, we find that Rabbi Yosef, on the day that he turned 60, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef, ki have a bar shitin. When he reached the age of 60, Ovid Lohu Yoyim Etavel Rabbanon. He made a seuda for the Rabbanon. And the cause of this, there was a cause for celebration on this day, Omar Nafkili Mikaris. He had reached the age where he was beyond the punishment of dying early, before the age of 60, and for that he felt it was a cause for celebration. Now those that question, can we learn from this Gemara that there is some idea of making a mishteh, making a party on the day of a birthday? Well, we can only say from this Gemara that when a person turns 60, that's a day for celebration. It is a cause for festivities. We see from Rabbi Yosef, he made a Yom Tavol Rabbanon, he made a Suda for the Rabbanon. Indeed, the Leket Yosha brings that his Rebbe, the Trumas Hadeshen, when he reached 60 years old, he also made a Suda for two Zekenim in order to make a Suda Shishim. He made a Siyam Masechta and invited two Zekenim, two Talmid Chachamim, to have this Suda. Doesn't sound like such a party, but rather a Yom Tavol Rabbanon, as the Gemara says. Another age that we find is a milestone is the age of 70. The Chavis Yoyer in Simen Ayin seems to be that he made a Shechiyonu on the day that he turned 70, and it's brought into the Pischei Tshuva in Yeredeya, Simen Reish Yud Zayin, Sivkon Tezayin, this idea of making a Shechiyonu when one turned 70. However, the Birkei Yosef in the Shiurei Brach in Arachayim Simen Reish Chav Gimel, after bringing the Chavis Yor, he says, Venerally, it seems to me that one should make the bracha without Shema Malchus, because we don't find such an idea in the Rishonim. And so too the Chidushei Chasam Sofer and Shulchan Aruch Simen Reish Chav Hei also suggests making this bracha of Shechiyonu without the Shema Malchus. In the Sefer Ginza Yosef in Simen Dalet, it brings from Mishver, the Priyasode, that Ein Shem Maisa tried to get a new fruit, a new beged, and with that have the opportunity to make Shechiyonu on the day that they turned 70. Do we find anywhere in Chazal or in the Masorah the idea of making a party on somebody's birthday on the day that he was born? Everybody's familiar with what we find in the Torah, that the birthday we find in the Torah is that of Parah. The end of Parshas Vayeshev, Vayi Bayom Ashlishi, Yom Huledes Es Parah. It was the day of Parah's birthday. Vayas Mishteh L'chol Avodav, and he made a feast for all of his Avodim. We find also in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Chesam and Aleph that was a special day that Melachim, that kings, non-Jewish kings, used to make a festive day. It becomes a halacha lemaisa for Yidden, that's one of the times that they can't do business with Goyim in the proximity of the Yom HaLeida of the Melech. The book Katcher Rebbe, the Minchas Alozer, in his Sefer Divrei Torah, Mahadura Chamishi, had to give a drasha once at the occasion of a birthday of a tsar, a particular government official who was friendly and nice to the Jews. And he spoke about the idea of birthdays. He says, Lo shamanu midim rabbeisenu avabeisenu akadeshim. We don't find this concept in our Messiah, in our tradition, to make a Yom Simcha on the day of a birthday. And he says, the reason is obvious in their great humility. They felt like the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Bey says, Noyach Lo Yeladim Shalin Nivra, Yosem Misha Nivra. So for that, he felt there was not a cause for celebration. As well, we find in the Sefer Nefesh David, which is an autobiography written by the Aderet, Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Leo, to Umim, he says, I always got upset at those that came to me on my birthday and wanted to bench me, wanted to give me a bracha and be mesamech me on my birthday. He says, I always used to say, the only birthday we find in Sefreinu HaKadoshim is that of Parah. On the other hand, we do find in other Sifrei Pesim to the contrary. The Ben Ish Chai in Parshas Reish on the Rishayna Is Yud Zayin writes, Yesh Noigim, that those who do have a custom that every year on the Yom HaLeid, on their birthday, they make a sort of yomtiv. V'simin yofehu, this is a fine practice. And v'chei noigim b'beisenu, so do we have the custom in our household that we make a festive day, a yomtiv, on the day of a birthday. He adds that some people have a special suda on the day of their bris. He says this too is a minig yofeh v'orav lima'oid. However, it's not our custom loyna hagenu b'zeh b'beisenu. In our household, we don't have this custom, even though it is a very precious custom. The Chassam Sofer, Alatayra and Parshas Vayera, on the pasuk b'yom higomel es Yitzchok, writes a chiddush that Avram Avinu used to make a mishteh, used to make a feast on the day of the milasei shel Yitzchok, similar to that of the birthdays of kings. The Chassam Sofer writes that Avram Avinu used to make this suda on the day of the milah of Yitzchok. We do find in the Igra Seferim from the letters of Rabbi Kivegi, Chassam Sofer, and Mishpachtam, that there was a letter written by Reb Shlomo Eger to his brother of Avram, these are the sons of Hagoyim Rabbi Kivegi Eger, and he writes that he had just gone back to be with Rabbi Nosson Adler, who had returned from London to be in his city of origin, to be able to celebrate together with his elderly mother, who had reached the age of 80 years old. And Reb Shlomo Eger writes that he saw tremendous coverage, tremendous honor and respect, that the whole townspeople came and afforded to Reb Nosson Adler and his mother on this occasion. The Ksav Sefer in Yeredeya Simen Kuf Mem Ches, in a letter written to his son, writes that when he reached the age of 50, he made a Siyam Masechta, a Masechtas Psachim, and he thanked Berabim that he reached this age, Shechiyonu V'yiyonu Lazman Azeh. And it seems from the Ksav Sefer used to make a Siyam all the time on his birthday, a practice following his father, the Chassam Sefer. The Menhagi Chassam Sefer writes that on Zayin Tishrei, the day when the Chassam Sefer was born, he also used to be Mashlim Chumash together with his Talmidim, and after that used to give 4 coins to each Talmud there for them to buy Lachmei Challah, for them to buy treats. So we see in terms of celebrating and making a birthday an occasion, don't find it in Chazal, except on these special occasions, age 60, and then in the place we find age 70, and we find from Gedolim various opinions in Menhagim about birthdays. Is a birthday anything special? Is it a special day? Is it a Mesugal day? Does one have extra mazel on the day that he was born? We find in the Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah, Perek Gimel Halacha Ches, on the Mishnah of Kasha Yoreh Moshe Yodov V'Govar Yisrael, Kasha Yoniach Yodov V'Govar Amolek, Yerushalmi says that Rabbi Shmuel Levi Omar, Amolek Kosh V'Noya, when Amolek went to war against Klal Yisrael, Amalek being a kishuv macher, being one with the wisdom of sorcery, would select, based on the mazalos, would select people in his army whose birthday was that day, and the day that they went out to war, and he felt that in the Yom Genus Yishaloi, in the day of their birthday, Lo Bimheira Adam Neifel, a person has a special protection, a special mazal, that he'll be protected when he goes out to war, when he engages in something, and that will be a special segula Amalek felt when they would go battle against Klal Yisrael. The Yerushalmi says, Ma osa Moshe irveh v'samazolis. Moshe Rabbeinu switched around the mazolis, and therefore even those whose birthday was that day, they did not have this special protection, this special mazel. We see here at least that Amalek felt that there was special mazel on the day of a birthday. However, in the Tshuvas Leiris Nasim, Chelek Tes, Simen Hei, discussing this idea, he brings from the Magen Avraham in his Pirush Eis Ra'anan of the Yalkut, that also brings this concept from Amalek, and seems from the Magen Avraham very strongly that this would pertain to Yidden as well, that there was a special koyach and a special mazel on the day that a person is born on his birthday. The famous Maise in the Gemara in Brachis, Daf Chof Chesom and Aleph, with Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, and in the end, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was Nismane, was appointed the Nasi. The Gemara says that That day, Ahu Yoima Bar Timni Sari Shnihava. He was 18 years old, and Esrachash Lanisa, an ace happened, and he looked like he was 70. Harani Kiven Shim Shana, his burnt beard turned white, an ace. Zog the Ben Yayoda. The Ben Yayoda is Medayik. It doesn't say Ahu Zimna in that time, but rather Ahu Yoima. It was that day. So the Ben Yayoda suggests, indeed, that was his birthday. Because it was his birthday, Zocha Lanes. Indeed, we find here the concept of being a special day, a Mesugal day, that Rabbi Elazar ben Azayi was Zeichet, merited this special Nes on the day of his birthday. From the Sefer Melitze Eish, from the Koshnitze, he says that indeed on a birthday a person can be mevakesh, he could request and ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu whatever he wants, and b'derech melitza. He based this on the pasuk in Tehillim and Perek Beis, the psukim one after the next, when it says, Ani ayyemi ledaticha, today you were born, the Melech is saying, sha'al mimeni ve'etna, you can ask from me and I will give you. What do we find is proper for a person to do on a birthday in the Lahiris Nasan that we mentioned before? It brings from the Hagadama to the Sefer Ksav Sefer Allah Torah. There was the minig of the Ksav Sefer on his birthdays. We mentioned before he would make a siyum on a mesechta, and after that he would go into a private room and ask not to see visitors that day. One time, a choshev, a Talmud of the Ksav Sefer, came to visit him, and it was his birthday, and they said, there's no entry today. The Talmud was very persistent, and he pushed through, and he burst into the room where the Ksav Sefer was, and to his great surprise, he found his Rebbe weeping. He says, Rebbe, what are you crying about? He asked the Ksav Sefer. The Ksav Sefer turned to his Talmud, he says, my Tyre Talmud. He says, today is the day I was born, and I'm 54 years old. I'm making a cheshbon ha-nefesh. I'm taking an accounting what I've been involved in 54 years. What do I have to show for this? Ainbi loy teira, loy chochma, loy tzidkis. Should I not cry? It shook the Talmud to the core. So certainly this is an appropriate thing for a person to do on a birthday, make a cheshbon ha-nefesh. Indeed, noyach lo yiladim shalei nivra. But achshev shenivra, the Gemara says, yifashvish b'maisav, yimashmish b'maisav. We find that the Ger Rebbe, the Imre Emes, used to fast on his birthday, Zayin Tevis. And he said also it's a day that one should be mesameach, because even though it was the day he was born, indeed it was also the day that he became bar mitzvah. The day when he became mechuyav in mitzvah, which is mekabel Eil Malchus Shamayim. That is a cause of joy and celebration. We also find in the Sefer Nefesh David, from the Aderes, from Eliezer David, it's to Umim, that Erev Shavuos, towards evening, he was mahadir to put on tefillin until Shkia, in order that his year should go out, he says, because the day he was born was the first day Shavuos, and therefore his year should end with the mitzvah. So in summation, we do find that even though we have no real source in terms of Jews having the day of a birthday as a celebration for parties, we find a Yom Tavol Rabbanu was made. We find that Sin Mesechtas were made. We find it's a day of Cheshbon HaNefesh. It's a day of Tefillah. It's a day of Simcha, at least, that this is the day that a person was Mekabel Eil Malchus Shemayim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.